We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth Protective viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV. Yangjiaola Cable TV and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Indian students invent an air-powered motorcycle. In agricultural news, Morocco expects record cereal harvests. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Canadian environmentalist Martin Rudy Hussey. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 1st, is Samoa's National Day, observing its independence obtained in 1962. Situated on the South Pacific Ocean between New Zealand and Hawaii, Samoa is made up of 9 islands. Savai'i and Upolu are the largest and contain 99% of the land area. This tropical paradise is home to gorgeous waterfalls and lush rainforests. There's an abundance of flora and wildlife, all surrounded by a picturesque turquoise ocean. The Ole Pupupue National Park in Upolu is the first national park in the South Pacific. With a Polynesian culture over 3,000 years old, the Samoans have a rich tradition of respect of the elders and service to family. May the loving people of Samoa have a joyful National Day.
Lion News. Germany's foreign ministry sends emergency aid to Afghanistan. The Federal Foreign Office has allocated emergency aid of 200,000 euros for regions recently affected by heavy rainfall and melting snow in northern Afghanistan.
The provinces of Kunduz, Takhar, Balkh, and Badakhshan will each receive 50,000 euros. An initial shipment of relief supplies, including tents, ground sheets, and blankets, have already reached the flood-affected people, and technical assistance is being provided to clear roads and canals. Since 2001, Germany has donated over 85 million euros in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. Our sincere thanks, Germany, and God's blessings for your ongoing support in bringing comfort to the disaster afflicted in Afghanistan. Wishing the Afghan people a smooth restoration of their productive, stable lives as we strive to lessen calamities such as these through our greater benevolence toward the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Animal rights law and meat consumption.
As the number of those diagnosed with swine flu continued to grow relentlessly throughout Mexico, the United States, and in every state now in Australia, the total confirmed cases has surpassed 15,500. Alak, or Vietnam, is among the latest to have found a first new case.
Through the global effect of this swine flu outbreak, the conditions in factory farms have come under attention. A section of animal rights law is evolving that links livestock confinement to our own history of human slavery, providing another view on the reality of meat consumption. Professor Gary Francois, a professor of law and philosophy at Rutgers University in the U.S. and a pioneer of abolitionist theory of animal rights, spoke with Supreme Master Television about the abolition of animal exploitation for food.
I really can't think of this issue, the issue of animal exploitation, without also thinking about the exploitation of women, the exploitation of people of color. When you accept the abolitionist approach, what makes sense in that context is to say, I'm going to reject animal slavery. I can't get rid of it all immediately from the society, but I can get rid of it pretty much from my life, because I make the decision about what goes in my mouth, what I wear on my body. Veganism is accepting the principle of abolition into your own life.
Our sincere appreciation, Professor Francion, for bringing the cruelty of animal agriculture to light as another form of injustice we can choose to stop. We send our sympathies to those who have suffered loss to this virus, and we pray for the comfort and safe recovery of the afflicted, as well as the freedom from suffering of all beings.
Pathogens in Great Lake traced to livestock. A recent study published in the Canadian Journal of Microbiology uses DNA fingerprinting to show that manure from cows and pigs being raised in the provinces of Ontario and Quebec are the main source of E. coli in Lake Huron and its tributary streams. Samples reveal that the manure from intensive farming operations accounted for around 60% of the bacteria. Pig farms in the southern portion of Ontario province typically confine 5,000 or more animals in a single barn, with their collected excrement being mixed with water and sprayed on fields. The runoff then reaches streams and lakes that serve as the source of drinking water for surrounding cities. Already in 2001, Canada's former Environment Commissioner had warned that pollution from manure in Lakes Ontario, Erie, and Huron was getting worse and that current farming practices were unsustainable. Our heartfelt thanks to the conscientious scientists and government officials for calling our attention to the damaging effects of livestock raising. May we immediately put an end to such depleting practices and turn to the vegan diet so that future generations may enjoy life on our precious planet.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Remembers fourth Israeli president and scientist. Dr. Ephraim Katze passed away on Saturday at the ripe age of 93, serving as the country's head of state from 1973 to 1978. Then President Katze welcomed Egyptian President Anwar Sadat for a visit to Israel that led to the first peace treaty between an Arab and Jewish nation. Dr. Kasu later resumed his work as a biophysicist, where his pioneering research garnered international acclaim. Speaking of him in tribute, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "The state of Israel and its citizens have lost one of their dearest sons, a man who did everything for the good of the nation. We send our condolences to the family as we join Israel and the international community in honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Ephraim Katze. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal light and love." Countries removing their weaponry stockpiles. Following the agreement of 96 countries in December 2008 to outlaw cluster bombs, seven countries have thus far ratified the treaty, which will come into effect 6 months after it has been ratified by 30 nations. Meanwhile, some countries have already begun disposing of their stockpiles of cluster bombs. Among them, Spain has finished, while half a dozen European countries, along with Colombia and Canada, are in the process.
Steve Goose of Human Rights Watch stated, "Only a few years ago, the destruction of these stockpiled cluster munitions would have been unthinkable, but in an incredibly short period of time, many governments have moved from staunchly defending the need for cluster munitions to completely rejecting them." Mr. Goose went on to say that the treaty is likely to be completely ratified by the end of 2009.
A big bravo, all participating countries. We are elated to know that such a sentiment of peace is echoed around the world. May this effect continue, leading to the soon harmony and understanding among all people on Earth.
Prince Harry makes first state visit to U.S. Arriving for a two-day stay in New York, USA, Britain's Prince Harry was greeted by Governor David Paterson and met with local firefighters as he laid a wreath and paid tribute to those who had lost their lives on 9/11. He later was received with applause when he went to speak with soldiers at the Veteran Affairs Medical Center. The following day, the prince engaged in a charity polo match benefiting Centebale, a Lesotho orphanage he founded in memory of his mother, Princess Diana of Wales. "Our respectful accolades, Your Royal Highness, for your memorable visit that warmed the hearts of the American people, wishing you a safe journey home and that your gifted dignity and compassion will continue to touch many lives."
European Union extends visa-free travel to six new countries. On Thursday, the European Union agreed with Antigua and Barbuda, the Bahamas, Barbados, Mauritius, St. Kitts and Nevis, and the Seychelles to lift visa requirements for travel between their nations. All European Union member states and the above participating island countries can now spend up to 3 months visiting the others without the need for a visa. European Union and all participating nations, we laud your open and friendly international relations. May your residents enjoy many warmly hospitable travels among your neighborly nations.
Save our planet. Climate change claims lives, impacts economy. Research commissioned by the Switzerland-based Global Humanitarian Forum estimates that climate change is already responsible for some 315,000 deaths a year, with another 325 million people who are severely affected. This comes in addition to an economic loss of $125 billion every year. The worst affected are developing nations in Africa, with other very threatened areas being in South Asia and small island countries. The report urges boosted efforts to adapt to the quickly changing conditions. Many thanks scientists and Global Humanitarian Forum for these quantitative insights into the devastation of global warming. We pray that citizens awaken and move quickly to save lives and the planet. During a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of our environment's dire state and the need for a vital global shift in action.
"It's not a matter of personal choice anymore. It's a planetary life and death matter. If meat eating not be banned and not be limited, then the whole planet will be gone. This is a life and death matter for everybody. It's not a personal choice. And we are eating meat, eating up the whole planet, eating up 90% of the food supply and let other people hungry. This is not necessary choice at all."
Save Our Planet. New film premieres on the race to save the planet. This year's World Environment Day on June 5th will be the first that a film is simultaneously released in over 50 nations. The eco-friendly movie, Home, will come out mainly free of charge in movie theaters, television, DVD, and the internet. director Yann Bertrand worked tirelessly for 18 months to be able to offer this film as an aerial view of the toll that human activity is taking on Earth.
We know that the solutions are there today. We all have the power to change. So what are we waiting for?
Yann Bertrand recently won the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, Champions of the Earth Award. He hopes to reach as many people as possible in every corner of the globe to remind of our individual and shared responsibility for the planet's welfare. In light of his earnest wish for humankind's sustainability and good stewardship of the planet, Yann Bertrand commented about meat industry.
Une façon de certainement de vivre mieux, de mettre d'envoyer moins de CO2 dans l'atmosphère ou de méthane, parce que la viande est malheureusement responsable d'une grande déforestation et la viande aujourd'hui coûte énormément d'énergie. Voilà. D'ailleurs, l'élevage est un des plus gros émetteurs de gaz à effet de serre avant le transport. Donc, il faut le savoir parce que le méthane est un gaz qui est 20 fois plus puissant comme un gaz à effet de serre que le CO2. Voilà, donc manger moins de viande, c'est mieux pour la nature et pour l'environnement.
We sincerely appreciate Director Yann Bertrand's caring endeavors in offering the hope and determination needed to halt these detrimental trends. Surely, as people are inspired towards more compassionate lifestyles, our planet will flourish for many generations to come.
Save Our Planet, the Antro Solo, Hungary's latest eco-car. The non-profit Antro Group has created a hybrid solar and gas electric vehicle that also has sports pedals for each passenger, providing another alternative to power the generator. The lightweight Antro Solo has a fuel efficiency of over 150 miles per gallon, can reach 80 miles per hour, and lowers carbon dioxide emissions by 75% compared to conventionally fueled vehicles. A local trip of 10 to 15 miles can be fully powered by the solar cells on its carbon fiber roof. The Solo is expected to be on the road by 2012 at a cost of approximately $18,000. Kudos, Antro Group, for this ingenious, eco-friendly innovation. May our streets soon be filled with environmentally sound transportation such as yours.
Save Our Planet. U.S. publishing company Chelsea Green and Los Angeles-based conscious living website YourDailyThread.com partnered to create the campaign Meatless in May, encouraging readers' participation in the veg lifestyle as a way to significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet, India's anti-poverty plan, provides jobs to tens of millions of people in rural areas while at the same time aiding the environment through 70% of the employment being in the green sector, with jobs such as water conservation and afforestation.
Save Our Planet. Through a joint U.S.-Canadian project, the Detroit River International Wildlife Refuge placed an artificial reef in the river's protected waters and has now succeeded in seeing the birth of the lake sturgeon for the first time in 40 years.
I'm M.T. Lo. And this is my lovely daughter, Lialu.
Hi all! Mum and I are both following a nutritious plant-based diet.
We're here with a tip of the day.
To help keep your daily mail organized, try this quick system of sorting.
Have one basket for mail that needs your immediate attention or action that week.
Have another basket for items that you need to file away or read eventually.
Any mail you don't need to read, promptly put in the recycling container after removing personal data, such as your name and address.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
Thank you. In green innovation news, Indian students invent an air-powered motorcycle. A group of engineering students from Ludhiana, Punjab, converted a 100cc motorcycle into an eco-friendly model powered by air. Called the Air Bike, it functions without combustion and petrol, releasing only oxygen into the atmosphere. It can now run at a speed of up to 18 kilometers an hour. The inventors envision later versions of the bike will have higher speed limits. Our heartfelt appreciation, young engineering talents, for your sustainable means of transportation. We wish you much success with your future clean and green creations.
In agricultural news, Morocco is expected to double her cereal harvest. The 10.2 million ton forecast for 2009 greatly exceeds the 5 million tons produced in 2008. The increase is attributed to remarkably plentiful rainfall. Agricultural Minister Aziz Akinouch said it's a record harvest in the annals of agricultural production. This is wonderful news, Morocco. May all partake of Earth's abundant and gracious offerings. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Canadian citizen Martin Rudy Hasse, who has spent 50 years of his life preserving the environment. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. More splendid news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for a noble world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment, featuring Mr. Martin Rudy Hasse, an environmentalist who now lives and protects land in Canada.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
After more than 50 years of helping the Earth, dedicated Mr. Martin Rudy Hasse, age 87, continues with his caring work. He said, "I'm always eager to cooperate in anything that involves working toward protecting the environment." Born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, Mr. Hasse was shown the love of nature by his mother, who was influential to his future devotion to the planet.
In 1953, Mr. Hasse's vocation began as an effort to preserve a beautiful island in Maine, USA, that was going to be used for developments. He and a few friends founded the Friends of Nature organization in the state and purchased the island to help keep it in its pristine condition. As part of this group, Mr. Hasse also assisted in conserving the last untouched section of dry tropical rainforest in Costa Rica. In 1967, he moved from Maine to Nova Scotia, Canada, where he also became engaged in eco-friendly endeavors. Mr. Hasse was the first landowner to give a tract of land for conservation to the Nova Scotia Nature Trust. Gave a second donation afterward, which offered protection to four incredible eastern coastal islands. His work was also instrumental in getting a ban on uranium mining in the province.
For his outstanding commitment to saving natural spaces, Mr. Hasse has received many honors. In 2004, he was presented with the Nova Scotia Nature Trust Nature Conservation Award. Mr. Hasse was the winner of the Mill Nickerson Lifetime Achievement in February 2009 from the Nova Scotia Environmental Network. In March 2009, he was nominated for the Order of Nova Scotia, which is the province's highest civilian honor. Mr. Hasse's lifetime of dedication to the planet was made into a documentary and was part of the 2007 Antigonish International Film Festival in Nova Scotia. We send our sincere gratitude, Mr. Martin Rudy Hasse. God bless all of your enduring and exemplary efforts in safeguarding our magnificent ecosphere. May we soon see a verdant and luscious planet thriving in balance and supporting all interdependent life.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Doing Anything.
very young and beautiful student came into the professor's office. She glanced down the hall, closed his door, and said to him, "I would do anything to pass this exam." She leans close to him, flips back her hair, gazes meaningfully into his eyes, and whispers, "I mean, I would do anything." He returns her gaze and asks, "Anything?" The student answers, "Anything." The professor's voice turns also to a whisper. He leaned close to her ears and said, "Would you please study?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, I'm Farhad. It's great watching your TV channel. Could you please inform me about your TV? Farhad from Iran.
Faithful Farhad, it's good to hear from you. Our channel airs all constructive programming. With the urgency of global warming, we wish to present information about how a vegan diet is the fastest and best solution to save our Earth. Please share this wonderful news. May Allah's grace be with you and all the compassionate people of your nation. To know more about us, you could review our previous programs by visiting www.suprememastertv.com/shows.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May good cheer and kindness illuminate your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Tongji University in Shanghai, China is building the world's largest quake simulator that will be used to test and ensure the safety of proposed bridges, tunnels, subways, stadiums, and skyscrapers.
New Zealand's Agriculture Minister David Carter asked the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee to reevaluate the well-being of pigs forced to spend their life in small sow crates.
In Ankara, Turkey, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband presses for increased and quicker efforts towards peaceful resolutions for Israel and Palestine.
Hope is raised for severe burn victims after a new laser treatment developed by Florida, USA Dr. Jill Waybell helps the 22-year-old Burns triplet nearly eliminate scars they had carried for most of their lives.
Former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush share experiences, mutual admiration, and tactful differences of opinion during a Toronto, Canada speaking engagement.
A new tool from U.S.-based LG Electronics MobileCom USA helps parents translate teenager cell phone text phrases and abbreviations into plain English. Available online at www.lgdtxtr.com.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority sends an additional convoy of humanitarian aid to internally displaced families in Pakistan's Swat Valley.
France reports that sales in organic food increased 25% last year and more than 60% over the past 3 years, with further growth expected as more customers express a preference for healthy choices.
The U.S. town of York, Georgia, denies a request to use animals as entertainment during an upcoming shrine circus.
Qatar's Sheikh Moza Nasser al-Musnad welcomes Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier for discussions on education and scientific research.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.